Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 4th of August, recording at 9:25 p.m. That's British Summer Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights. Stock markets were down today pretty well across the board. And that's a follow-on from Friday's fairly weak performance. The declines were unexceptional in here. Though it's more of a drift for most of these markets. Long-dated government bonds have been mixed. The U.S. Treasuries are just down a little bit as I speak. I'm talking about the futures now. The Europeans were a little bit higher. And in currencies, the dollar swung around a bit, but is up a fraction in here today on the U.S. dollar index. Up 36 ticks. It's down slightly against the euro and the Swiss franc, but I'm talking about very, very small moves. It was stronger against the Canadian dollar in here today, to my consternation, because I got a short position there. That's rallied up to 103.67, and that's up 95 ticks as I speak. Now, the big story, though, on the day, by far and away, was the weakness in commodity markets, and they really were hit hard in here today, and I think that's possibly for the first time, I think that's just about every commodity was down in here today. I may tell a lie, I think lumber was actually up on the day. Lumber has been one of the more depressed commodities overall. But crude oil, which swung around a little bit in here today, earlier in the day it was up at 126.35. That's the WTI crude. So 126.35. And there was some concern over that storm that's heading towards the Gulf region. Then comments came out that it was probably not going to cause any serious problems there. And crude started to come off, and it gathered pace. And I think that Senator Obama, of course, the Democratic presidential candidate, had said that he favored releasing some crude oil from the U.S. strategic reserves. Anyway, that pushed crude down below that $120 level for the first time during this reaction. You know, it had been hovering just above that level over the last week or more. But it dipped down to 119.50 and then closed back on above that level, but not by much. It's currently at 121.14. That's still down nearly $4 on the day. And natural gas was nailed down 68 cents in here today. That brings it back to 870, and that had been the weaker one all along. And the grain soybeans were limit down. Corn was nearly limit down. These were big hits in the commodity markets today. One that was a real eyebrow raiser for me is that platinum was hit, excuse me, very hard, down another $91, and that has really been underperforming in here, and that's brought it down to 1564. That did prompt me to do a little trimming in here. Gold, as I speak, is down $16, and what I don't like about it is it closed under the $900 level this time. About a week or so ago, it dipped down beneath the $900 level and then popped right back up. And so I did reduce my positions a little bit in here. I've done awfully well in commodities over the last few years, and inevitably one overstays one's welcome in some of these positions. But although I was running very, very small precious metal positions, I did chop those out today at losses near the close. Earlier in the day also, I chopped out a zinc and a loss-making nickel position because we are seeing the sector hit hard by this deleveraging. Now, that's bad news for people who are holding some of those commodities and commodity shares and commodity tracker funds. As you know, that was the best game in town during the last quarter of last year and the first quarter of this year. But it's been under pressure recently, and I do think this is an important medium-term correction in here. We've been saying that for a while regarding crude oil and some of the others. We had copper break down in here today, broke underneath that 350 level that we've talked about on a number of occasions. So, weakness in commodities. Now, interestingly, that didn't lift stock markets. Maybe the commodities need to go lower, or stock markets have other problems as well to be concerned with. And they're still facing the fairly tough talking from central banks, which in a number of countries have been raising interest rates or threatening to raise interest rates further. So those inflation pressures are still a problem. The US inflation figures came out higher than expected. Now, inflation figures are lagging data inevitably, but the message here from today in commodity markets and well, it's this message is was evident before today that a number of commodities were under pressure. But crude oil is obviously the big one. So this is really quite good news for a number of these commodity importing countries in terms of their overall inflation outlook. And as a matter of fact, if we think about this, I've mentioned the statistical anomaly, and as others have also mentioned, that if commodities, which had such a big move upwards last year and at the beginning of this year, that if they just ranged sideways for 12 months, given the year-on-year processing of that data, that the commodity price inflation would wash out. Now, that's a bit of a statistical fluke because we know very well that if commodities stayed at those high levels, that we would certainly not be seeing the cost of food and energy dropping in terms of what we were having to pay for it at the pump or in the supermarket, but it would certainly lower the statistics. But what we're actually seeing in here now is these commodities in some of these commodities in full retreat. And so that is, as I say, good news for these commodity importing countries. And I'll be interested to see how the markets actually respond in Asia tomorrow. And that will be really quite interesting because will the general pall and all that bearish news that's coming out of the United States, and with good reasons, there are obviously serious economic problems there. It does remain, I fear it does remain the epicenter of global financial risk, as I've said for at least a couple of years, while not fully understanding by any means the severity of the problems. So those rumble on, but while they're a drag on growth in other parts of the world. The one story that we've heard about emerging markets that everybody said, "Oh, inflation, that's going to be so bad for them," and indeed it has been. But the lower price that we're seeing now for crude oil, and I do think it will head back down and probably go below $100 during this correction. I think that, and this is due to more to demand destruction rather than increased production. But I do think that just as the commodity-related inflation scares for Asia, ranging from crude oil to the price of rice, as these prices come down, that concern is going to be obviously alleviated somewhat. And of course, it depends how much the commodities come down. But right now, the trend of the commodities, that's the important thing, in the short to medium term, I think is favorable. On a longer term basis, I think these are corrections within the secular bull market. But veteran subscribers will recall that when you talked about the secular bull market, that it would often be punctuated by significant corrections for individual commodities, and that if we had a global economic slowdown, let alone a global recession, and we've certainly got the global economic slowdown, and we certainly have recession in the United States. Whatever people say about the 2 consecutive quarters of negative growth, which we have not had yet, but in terms of the U.S. consumer, this is most obviously a recession. In the U.K., same thing. In much of continental Europe, exactly the same thing. So in the OECD countries, Japan is still not spending, as far as consumption is concerned. This has all dropped off here quite significantly. So I think that's the fundamental factor, along with some cutback, deleveraging in terms of the speculative stroke investment positions that had been held in commodities. So again, to go back to Asia, it'll be very interesting to see how the markets respond to this. As they say, if they take their cue from what happened in their own markets today, and Europe and Wall Street drifting downwards in here today, if they pay more attention to all of those exceptionally bearish articles that are coming out of the Western press, then they'll head lower. On the other hand, I wonder if they might not pay more attention to crude oil. Well, it's only a few hours, and we will find out soon enough. But an interesting situation in here right now. What else to mention? This dollar rally, that was another big concern. And the dollar right now is up near the higher side of its trading range on both the US dollar, well, on the US dollar index, and it's up near the higher side of its overall ranging patterns against a number of other currencies. Now, I'm a dollar skeptic in here. I don't feel that the US economy can really handle a strong dollar, and I don't think the US interest rates are going to go up. But what's quite interesting is that dollar weakness and fear of a dollar collapse was one of the factors that people talked about most last year, and it was high in terms of visibility as on that long list of things that were going wrong or could go wrong. And so we have a firm dollar here right now, and we have these weakening commodity prices here overall. So for some of these battered stock markets, that's not bad news at all. Meanwhile, roll on tomorrow. Let's see what happens, and all the best to all of you.